Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Monday morning. 41 degrees. The U.S. Secretary of Defense is reacting to violence in Syria as Turkish forces attack that country.
Secretary Mark Esper on Fox News Sunday says he's aware of accounts of Turkish soldiers executing Kurdish prisoners, some with their hands bound.
It gets worse by the hour.
Esper says he's told his Turkish counterpart that there are consequences to this kind of incursion.
We will see everything from the release of ISIS prisoners to a humanitarian catastrophe. It will damage U.S. relations with Turkey.
Esper says the safety of U.S. forces is also a concern. That's why the president has ordered troops out of northern Syria, but not out of the country entirely. Economic sanctions on Turkey are also said to be ready to impose. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says two women and a baby were killed in a crash south of Lawrence.
Troopers say the crash happened just before 6 p.m. Friday on U.S. 59 when a southbound car went out of control, crossed the median into the northbound lanes, and was broadsided by another car. Investigators say the driver of the southbound car, 20-year-old Tiffany Cox of Ottawa, and two passengers, 19-year-old Kiffany Meichen and 8-month-old Azriel Ubalaker, both of Baldwin City, were killed in the crash. All three died at the scene. Officials say a 62-year-old Topeka man driving the car that hit Cox's car was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The patrol is investigating what caused Cox to lose control of her car. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
As promised, Wichita Water Partners delivered a final price for the new treatment plant for the Oversight Committee Friday.
They also delivered a savings of about $20 million on the final cost of the project. Committee member Kathy Sexton tells KSN News, "That was good to hear.
We heard some details we hadn't heard before. This was good progress. Glad to see the team is where they're at right now."
She adds that she's glad to see the project submitted on time. Ron Corker with Burns & McDonald says they've dropped the price from roughly $524 to $508 million.
We have identified about $20 million of additional savings that the city will now evaluate and see if they agree.
The Oversight Committee will take another look at it later this month after city planners make their evaluation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A handful of Kansas counties are being urged to upgrade their voting machines to a voting system creating a paper record of each vote.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports the American Association for the Advancement of Science urged Geary, Grant, Greeley, Hamilton, Harvey, Sumner, Wallace, and Wilson counties to upgrade to newer voting machines. Those eight counties currently use voting machines that record voter choices electronically without creating a paper record. Katie Kupel with the Kansas Secretary of State's office says fewer than 10 of the state's 105 counties use election equipment that doesn't create a paper trail. She says several counties are planning to buy new equipment before next year's presidential elections. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
At least two people were killed in New Orleans when a hotel partially collapsed.
I kept looking at it and it kept getting worse.
That's how one witness describes Saturday's partial collapse of the New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel. Several of the upper floors of the building, which is under construction, cascaded into the street. Fire Chief Tim McConnell says
it is still very unstable. Our folks went in initially, removed several people from the building.
Governor John Bel Edwards toured the scene and issued this warning.
This remains a very fluid and very dangerous situation. And every few minutes, something is falling off of this building.
Just why the collapse happened is under investigation. Carol McHugh, Fox News.
A 21-year-old Kansas City man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 2017 fatal shooting of a woman stopped at a traffic signal. The Kansas City Star reports Anton Hunter received the sentence Friday after pleading guilty in August to second-degree murder and weapons counts in the April 30, 2017 shooting of 18-year-old Isabel Addison. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another nice day expected in Wichita today with temperatures soaring above average. We should be in the low 70s by the time we head to lunch and 77 for the high. Winds will pick up out of the southeast later on this afternoon. Clouds move in tonight. Our low 54, cooler and 66 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 41 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. On this Monday morning, October 14th, 2019, a toy fox terrier that disappeared from his family's South Florida home in 2007 was found this week over 1,000 miles away in Pittsburgh. Humane Animal Rescue says the 14-year-old named Duchess was found hungry, shivering, and in serious need of a nail trim under a shed Monday. Property owner took the dog to the Humane Animal Rescue location where staffers were able to locate a microchip and trace the dog back to its owners in Boca Raton, Florida. Dog's owner, Catherine Strang, drove all the way to Pittsburgh for an emotional reunion with Duchess Friday. Missing since 2007. That dog spent most of its life away from its...
What's the story? Yeah. We'll never know.
I imagine somebody picked it up and had it for a pet for a while and then abandoned. I don't know. It'd be interesting to know, but like you said, there's a story there. That dog has seen a lot of experience. But what that story is, we're never going to know. A new law in Maine that says schools can give food waste away to pig farmers has taken effect. The practice of feeding human food waste to pigs goes back millennia. But some school districts in Maine have expressed confusion in recent years about the rules. The Maine legislature passed a clarifying bill, and it took effect September 19th. Supporters of the new rule say they help school districts cut down on food waste. They throw out a lot of food every day. Any individual or institution, including a school, can donate garbage to a swine producer for use as feed, even if they're unaware of the producer's license status. In other words, here comes the hog farmer. He wants to take the wasted food. Yeah. I don't know how much they waste every day, but kids just don't clean their plate, whatever.
Massive amounts.
Just massive amounts.
Not just schools. Any place.
There's cafeterias, restaurants, anywhere.
There's always food that's left over. There's
something food. Everything gets thrown out. 6:36 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I want to remind you about presents in a package. KNSS, Mel Hamilton Ford, along with NCRI and Volunteer Kansas, inviting you to take part in Presence in a Package, where our community helps Kansas men and women serving in the military during the holidays. Every year, volunteers pack boxes with needed items sent to our Kansas troops overseas. These boxes are shipped early so they can be delivered before Christmas. And we're going to tell you where you can drop off some items right now. Just an example of some of the things they would like to put in these packages, Ted. Cards and letters, Christmas decorations, plastic ornaments, Santa stockings, or entertainment, blank note cards, really. Game books like crosswords, toys, and then snacks and food like trail mix, beef jerky, Slim Jims. Yep. All right. And toiletries, baby wipes, body wash, sunblock. Just the basics.
Yeah, a lot of different ways you can pick up some of these items and donate them.
So what you do is drop the items off at Mel Hamilton Ford at 119th and West Street, or NCRI at 8447 East 35th Street North. And then we're going to package them all up and presents in a package.
I think it's 119th and Kellogg.
Yeah. What did I say?
119th and West.
Oh, West and West Kellogg, yeah. There you go. All right. It's presents in a package.
Yeah,
you are invited to take part in this.
Yeah. Help us out and make those donations and know that they'll get to the hands of someone that's far, far away from us.
Yeah, we're going to send them pretty early because it's going to take some time to get
right
there. So get by and do it just as quickly as you can. That's our advice for you. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Friday, the cattle complex closed mostly positive, with the best upside being in the live cattle futures that made new highs for the week. Now, there was also a $109 cash cattle trade in Kansas and Texas. The lean hogs also closed positive and made new highs for the week Friday. And the entire livestock complex held very well to the upside, despite the strength that took place in the grain and soybean futures. On the close, December live cattle, 72 cents higher at 112.15. November feeders up 12 cents at 144.25. And December hogs up $1.12 at $69.60. But wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed strong to the upside Friday on winter weather concerns, positive China news, and managed money short covering. Now, trading volume overnight has been extremely large and at higher prices, but this morning the grains have came off the evening highs as there are reports that China wants more talks before signing a deal. And there's also a lack of clarity in the deal that was announced on Friday. At the moment, December KC wheat 2 cents higher at 421.5. December corn's down 2.25 at 395.5. And November soybeans 1.25 higher at 937.25. November crude oil trading $1.17 lower at $53.53. December gold's $11.20 higher at $1,499.90. The December S&P 7.5 points lower at 29.63. December dollar index 19 cents higher at 98.19. With December Dow Jones futures trading 72 points lower at 26,703. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 go to Tom.
Tom, you'd have been proud of me last night. I cooked up a big old steak for Shelley and me. A T-bone.
Really?
A T-bone.
Well, I was in the Wichita area yesterday. Oh, I tell you, it wasn't yesterday. It was Saturday evening. If it had been yesterday, I could have stopped by and joined you.
That's why I haven't told you where I live.
I think we can probably narrow that down. I can just smell that cooking.
Yeah, this was Sunday, not Saturday.
I got confused on my dates there, Steve, you know. It's the beginning of the week. Yeah, give me a little break.
Okay, I will. You know, T-bone is not my favorite cut, but, you know, the ribeyes are just out of sight. They're just getting real expensive. So you need to do something about that, okay?
You know, Steve, I agree with you. T-bone is not my favorite cut either. I probably ate very few T-bones in my life. Ribeyes and strips I love tremendously.
There you go, ribeyes and strips. You can't go wrong with ribeyes and strips.
That's right.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. 6:40 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. That's on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.